And welcome back to Alumni Stadium at halftime, week number six. St. Charles and DeSales knotted at seven. Glad to have you aboard here on AM 820. Proud to be joined now by the principal at St. Francis DeSales. Please hold your applause at the very end for Dan Gehrig. Dr. Dan, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Randy.
I'm looking at some things here that tell me this is probably a very exciting time to be a Stallion, is it not, sir?
It absolutely is. You know, this time of the year is always a great time to be associated with high schools and the enthusiasm of our student body and the community in general. We had an outstanding event this past Wednesday evening. We had our annual Friends in the Courtyard event, which was we had about 500 of our closest friends that were here, all giving generously of their time and treasure for the benefit of our students.
Let's talk about the start of the school year. Enrollment numbers sound pretty positive, do they not, sir?
Absolutely. You know, it is. We feel very blessed. We've been trending upward for several years now. We're at 875 this year with a freshman class of 235. So, and not only just in terms of the volume, Randy, just the caliber of young person that we're able to work with and their families continues to be an outstanding part of our success.
Schools quite often have a theme, and I assume that you have one for this school year as well, too, Dan?
We do. And, you know, the faculty and students work collaboratively each year to come up with our theme. And this year, and I think it's very appropriate, is Let Your Light Shine. And, you know, that's just a constant reminder that we do have gifts from God, and it's important for us to share those with the community in an attempt to make the world a better place.
I have a note here that says highlighted virtues, justice, and charity. Can you explain that to the layperson at home?
Absolutely. One of the things that we adopted, I think it's been about 4 years ago now, was the our virtues program. In a Catholic school, of course, we always want to look at the virtues of our faith. And each year we select two that we want to highlight and really emphasize, not only in terms of just identifying what they are, but in the area of curriculum. So this year, you know, we have justice and charity. And certainly as a social studies teacher, and I know that Larry is a former social studies teacher as well. I guess you're never former. You're always a social studies teacher.
Exactly.
As you, you know, the opportunity to live our faith, the importance of living charitable lives, and also to strive each day for the dignity and justice of all people.
And finally, I understand you have a career fair coming up at St. Francis DeSales, do you not?
We do. Each year we have two, and what we do is we highlight an area of interest for our students, and we work with between the guidance department and our alumni office. They bring in alumni, current parents, past parents, and this year the alumni profession symposium for the first semester is going to be business. So we will look at not only, you know, generally business, but we'll look at areas that are trending in that particular area, bring in guest speakers, give the kids an opportunity to get a really nice in-depth look at what they may want to study in just a few years.
And finally, Dan, if people want more information about St. Francis DeSales, where can they go on the World Wide Web, sir?
You're always very kind to allow us to say that would be sfdstallions.org. And also, at any point, they can feel free to call our school office at 614-267-7808. And ask for our enrollment director, Mrs. Julie Barber, or ask for me. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that a family may have.
Dan, thanks for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
And go suit up for the second half.
I think I may have to. we're a little bit of a walking wounded group right now, and I think that kind of manifests itself. But we'll see how it goes. St. Charles came ready to play. When you're in the CCL, you better be ready to play.
Amen.
So thanks again. And God bless all the work that you guys do.
Dan Gehrig, our guest. We'll take a break on the other side. We'll talk to Jim Lauer, the principal at St. Charles. This is the CCL Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. get 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2018 Ford F-150s. Or save up to $5,000 on 2018 Ford Escapes. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Open up in about a month.
And welcome back to Alumni Stadium. We are tied at 7, St. Francis de Sales and St. Charles. And a little conversation going on in the break. Yours truly with Jim Lauer, the St. Charles principal. And Dr. Jim, how are you, sir?
Doing well, Randy. Thanks
good.
For having me.
Hey,
thanks.
School year has started, and I understand things are going pretty well in the land of the Cardinals.
It is. Yeah, we're excited about the start of our school year. Everything seems to be going well, yes.
Well, let's talk about some of the great things you got going on there. I understand you have a new robotics and mentoring center. Is that correct?
We do. We're looking forward to opening. It's about a 14,000 square foot facility that has a robotics center for our robotics program, a big auxiliary gym for multiple sports, multiple use, and then a second floor, a mezzanine, where we have a mentoring center and a computer lab. We're very excited about what that can do to support our student life.
And what's the target date for that grand opening?
Well, we set a date of November 1st, and then we have open house for incoming 8th graders and 9th graders on November 4th, and we're hoping everything will be ready, up and running around that time.
If people are sitting there at home thinking about the education for their child in the future, why should they contemplate St. Charles for that next step?
Sure. Well, first of all, we're the only all-boys school still in Central Ohio, so I think we offer a unique, life-changing opportunity for young men. Our program, I think the history of our school says that our kids do well academically, and we have a lot of extracurricular activities where kids can sort of follow their passions. Again, that's one of the things about this robotics center is we have a lot of kids that are interested in a lot of things, so let's try to support that.
One thing I noticed on a lot of the player profiles, a lot of kids are in the investment club.
We do.
I'd like to get a part of that, too.
Well, I would, too. I wish I had a little. If we put our money together, we might be okay. But, yeah, we do have some kids, again, that have very unique interests, and, again, we're trying to encourage them to follow up.
You have to be happy with your team's performance in the first half. I know a little concern about the status of your quarterback, but yes. Fighting tooth and nail with the Stallions.
Absolutely.
Tied at 7.
It's a good Central Catholic football game. We're right where we want to be.
Well, Jim, thank you for everything. I still want to call him coach for many legendary years as a hoopster in the past, too. And do you ever miss that?
Not very much. I tell you, I do. I miss the relationships that you have with the other coaches. Again, I'm very fortunate. I get to see Dan Garrick and Mike Winters, who we used to coach against. I get to see them in a different form, but the ups and downs of coaching, I don't miss.
That's the ascension from basketball coach to principal, apparently, right?
Something like that, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jim, thanks for your time, and best of luck in the second half.
Thanks so much. Thanks for all you do for the Catholic League. Thank you.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Ryan and Lee will have all the scores for the next 12 minutes before we start the second half, which features a score of DeSales 7 and St. Charles 7. This is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
I could be in the most amazing place on earth, but if there's a bug right in front of my face, that's all I'll notice. Family, community, a hard day's work, good food. That's the simple stuff that makes life worth living. And so often, that's the stuff we don't really take the time to notice. I mean, how many times have I come home and my little girl runs to me for a hug and I'm not fully present to her because of something annoying that happened at work hours before? How many times I've raced through an amazing meal my wife made because of the next thing I have to rush off and get to? How many days have kind of passed me by because of plans I'm making for tomorrow? The moment you're in right now is a gift from God. That's why it's called the present. Don't let the blessings of today pass you by because of a little distraction, a little bug in front of your eye. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Seven to seven is the score of our CCL football game of the week. DeSales in St. Charles and Lee. I know that DeSales has had to replace their quarterback this week, and a very good quarterback in Reno Godfrey, who has put up great numbers this year for them and really helped them revamp their offense. Joey Velasquez, though, is a very good runner of the football. I expected to see more wildcat, kind of, with Joey, him taking the ball on sweeps and stuff. But, man, it just shows you how important your quarterback can be, because DeSales has had all kinds of trouble, especially in that first quarter, with turnovers, two of them with on the exchange there between the running backs and Velasquez. And this one's 7-7, and I didn't see this even with the quarterback out.
No, I don't think so either. You know, it's one of those situations where you would think that, you know, DeSales will, you know, start controlling the line of scrimmage in the second half. But, yeah, I agree. There's a lot to overcome, though. You know, it's something so simple, like you say, a handoff. You know, and, you know, that's the kind of things we take for granted. If you bring a new quarterback in and a quarterback has an interception, you're like, okay, he was a little bit deliberate on that pass, or he was behind, he was late on the throw. But, I mean, you know, these are handoffs, which, you know, again, it seems like something you take for granted, but I figure, you know, in the second half, they're sure not going to.
And we'll have to see how this second half goes, but four turnovers for DeSales here in the first half, definitely giving them fits. Plus, the kicking game has been trouble for DeSales all year long. It may have cost them the game against Cardinal Mooney earlier this year, and they missed a couple here tonight as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of unusual for DeSales. You know, you always expect that, you know, they've always been had the good kicker. You know, they've got the, you know, the great soccer team, and so they ought to be able to get a good kicker. And, you know, but it's one of those situations where, yeah, they've struggled there, but, you know, It's a situation where you just kind of hope that you get that composure. All it's going to take is to make one kick. And if you can make that one kick, then it starts kind of flowing the right way. Because it's such a momentum. You miss a kick, then you miss a second one. I mean, we see that in the NFL. We see that in college. Of course, you're going to see it in high school. Probably more than almost, you know, any position, because you get the whole argument. You know, every time a kicker misses something, well, is a kicker even a football player? You know, it's when they're a specialist. So there's a lot of pressure there just to be part of it. You know, and if, you know, we've heard great football players say, you know, kicker's got one job. Just make that doggone field goal. You know, and it's harder than what it looks. And there's so much momentum tied to it.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be interesting to see here. This is a rivalry that's gone on for a long time. St. Charles has only won four times in this rivalry, so it'll be interesting to see where this second half goes. Let's get you up to date on what's going on here in week number six with the other area Catholic teams. Hartley has a 35-7 lead over Watterson. I'd say the Hawks a little mad about that loss to Clinton Massey last week.
Yeah, I would think so. And, you know, you talk to Coach Birchfield, and, you know, he's like, hey, we're okay, we're fine as far as, you know, playoff points go, you know, but they do got to win out. And I think that they wanted to end all discussion of what the outcome tonight was going to be. They wanted to end it quickly.
Yeah, and Hartley's a couple times this year struggled in the first half. We've seen them with Chillicothe and Reedy, games that ended up as blowouts. They were close at the half. There's no doubt about it.
I was going to say, be careful, because when we brought that up to Coach Birchfield, you kind of said, what do you mean a close game? We ran the clock on them.
Yeah, I
get that. But, this is one of those no-doubters that we've kind of gotten a little bit accustomed to seeing Hartley play.
Reedy in a tough one tonight with Amanda Clear Creek. They are 5-0 on the year. Reedy took their opening drive right down the field behind Jack Foley and scored. That is the score, though, now at the halftime. Reedy has a 7-0 lead over Amanda. With the records in this one, some might be a little shocked. But, man, Reedy has played a tough schedule so far this year.
Well, Reedy's played a tough schedule. They come in tonight 2-3. But Amanda Clear Creek at 5-0. You know, their five victories have come over teams with a combined five wins. So when you look at it on the surface, wow, 2-3 team is at a storied program like Amanda Clear Creek.
For sure.
And they're undefeated. But you dig a little bit deeper. But, you know, a victory here by Reedy, boy, there's some points to be had.
And, Lee, I guess I should have told you this when we started, but it's good to have you back after your week off last week. I think you did that on purpose as you wanted to miss all the delays. But I became very impressed last week with Newark Catholic. Down their quarterback, down some other guys, they hung with a much bigger Licking Heights team. That was a close game we had here on AM 820 last week, 28-21. And they're pounding Utica tonight, 20-3 behind Mikey Canning. He returned the opening kick for a touchdown. He hasn't stopped scoring yet for the Green Wave.
No, and it feels real good to be back. And, you know, I was following the game on the radio or on the my phone. And, you know, you look at these kind of games. They have these crossover games. And, you know, you think about a Division, you know, three school like Licking Heights playing, you know, Division six school. And, you know, it is what it's nothing that Newark Catholic's not used to. You know, they don't do it as much now. But still, you know, yeah, they played pretty well. You know, and they've carried it over. They're playing a Utica team more along their size, and they're just having their way.
Fisher Catholic, they had their first loss of the year last year to Bern Union. They are at the half, and they lead Grove City Christian tonight 16-0, so the Irish looking to get back on the winning side of things. Maybe not the marquee matchups that we had last week, Lee, in week number five, but still some big matchups on the docket here for week number six. And one of the bigger ones happened last night. Pickerington Central got a 27-13 win over Gahanna, a game that got kind of close, but I never felt like Pickerington Central was in trouble with it.
No, I agree with you there. And that's what I think the 14th straight time Pickerington Central's beating Gahanna, something like that. You know, one thing I took away from watching that game, boy, that turf at Central is rough.
And Coach Sherrod even mentioned it in his week recap, talked about he knew that they would have a home field advantage with that sloppy turf.
Yeah, and I mean, it was sloppy, and it's only going to get sloppier as we get more rain. But yeah, you know, I mean, it's fun, though. I love the Thursday night games that we get a chance. You know, we're sitting here all night Friday, so we don't get a chance to see the games. We can listen to them. We follow them on Twitter. But to watch a game is always kind of fun.
The other Pickerington school, Pickerington North, they're coming off a tough loss last weekend to Dublin Kaufman. They're in maybe the biggest game of the week here in Central Ohio, taking on Reynoldsburg. I believe they are 3-5 in the Super 7 this week.
Yes.
3-5, Reynoldsburg and Pickerington North, but Pickerington North has a 17-7 lead over Reynoldsburg. Pickerington North with a little trickery on their first play from scrimmage tonight. The Michael Lowry and Chris Scott have been a heck of a hookup for them this year. Well, Mr. Sawyer in the backfield got the handoff, and he threw the ball to Chris Scott this time on a halfback pass that goes 70 yards for a touchdown. Pick North has that 10-point lead at the half, though.
Yeah, and I think even though it's a 10-point game, I think Reynoldsburg has to feel, you know, pretty good about it. The last two times they played, you know, they've been four touchdown games. I think last year was 31-0 and it was 35-7. So they've got to feel that they can be in the game. And I know that Buddy White is telling Reynoldsburg probably, hey, outside of a trick play, this is a field goal game. We're okay. You know, this is quite a week of coaching for Buddy. This is the biggest game this program's played in, you know, quite honestly, probably even Buddy's lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're 5-0 for the first time since 1968. It's a huge game. But on the other side, you know, Pickerington North, you know, obviously you don't go, they lose that to Dublin Kaufman, and what a great game that was last week. But you wanted to see a little bit about how they would react, because I think most people, including themselves, thought they would be 7-0 against 7-0 Pickerington Central in that Week 8 showdown.
And not going to happen there. But Pickerington North trying to bounce back and prove, hey, we're still one of the better teams in the area tonight. I think the other marquee matchup tonight, Bradley and Scioto, they are at the half 14-10. The road team, Lee, has never won in this rivalry. Bradley, the road team tonight, they're trying to throw a wrench into that.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird stat. You know, they're tied 4-4. And, you know, You'd love to know how that. I mean, you really can't say how that happens, but it's neat to talk to the coaches and just say, you know, they don't really attribute it to home field advantage. It's more like, you know, you make the plays, you get fortune in a couple areas and a couple plays. But that does, it's just so weird to hear, you know, okay, the home team's always won.
This was the hardest one for me to pick this week. That one, I kept going back with between Scioto and Bradley. I finally went with Bradley, but something kept telling me to pick to Scioto. It's been a good game so far through the first half. Let's run through the scores real quick on some of the other big games. Olentangy Liberty has a 7-0 lead over Westerville Central. Granville leads Licking Heights 14-7. Westerville South 10-7 up over Olentangy. Canal has a 20-7 lead over New Albany. Whitehall leads Grandview 17-13. Davidson has a 17-0 lead over Central Crossing. Dublin Jerome looking for their second win of the year, 19-0. They lead Thomas Worthington. And one that's kind of surprising me, Olentangy Berlin has a 21-7 lead over Hilliard Darby. I know Randy and Larry won't like to hear that. 7-7 is the score. DeSales and St. Charles knotted up at the half. Let's head back out to Alumni Stadium to Larry and Randy for the second half of St. Charles and DeSales CCL football game of the week.
So, Ryan.